give up. This is too hard.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm trying to fill out this medical questionnaire. You know, Dr. Fabian, my gynecologist, retired, so he referred me to this new doctor whose receptionist gave me this form to fill out in return on my next visit. I mean, it's too much trouble. I mean, I just want a pap smear. I don't know why they have to know whether or not I have insanity in my family.
Yeah, I hate that, too. I always write,
you bet.
Oh, here's another one. Listen to this. When did you first experience the onset of menses? The onset of menses? Can you believe that? I mean, I'm 34 years old. Like, I'm gonna go, oh, yeah, it was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I'm sorry, Anthony. You know, we just kind of think of you as one of the girls.
Yeah, I understand.
Hey, speaking of forms to fill out, what do y'all want me to do with this talent show application?
What application?
Well, Julie, it's the Decorative Arts Center talent show. Now, Rita Scott has been calling me for 3 days. She wants to know if we're going to be in it.
That's because they always win. They just want to humiliate us.
You know, Mary Jo, that kind of hurts my feelings. I thought I did pretty good on Lily Marlene.
Oh, you did. You did. I mean, at least you kept within the theme of World War II songs. I'll tell you what hurt us. Suzanne and that damn fire baton. Baton was dumb. It had nothing to do with the war.
Mary Jo, Suzanne twirls because she can't sing. I say let's just not be in it.
Well, Julia, I mean, Rita and Biddy and LaDon don't sing either. They just lip sync. Anyway, we'd be the only firm not participating. It's for a good cause. I mean, they raised $55,000 last year for Children's Hospital.
I never will forget this talent show that we had when I was in prison. They needed about 10 inmates to play different celebrities, but for some reason, almost all of these guys wanted to be Dolly Parton. I remember this one guy went the whole 9 yards. He had mattress stuffing out to here. His friends had to carry him horizontal out to recreation, which was just before the tryouts. Well, for some reason, all the Dollies got into this great big fight. I mean, it was horrible. People got strangled with giant pieces of elastic. They call that the Great Brazil War. Actually, they called it something else. But you probably don't want to know about that. I'm sorry. You said I was one of the girls.
I just cannot believe that this is the sort of thing y'all sit around talking about when I'm not here.
Well, actually, we're trying to figure out what to do in this year's talent show.
Oh, don't bother yourselves. I had the perfect idea.
We are not doing another number around your fire baton. The baton is dumb. It's the kind of thing archaeologists will dig up in 1,000 years and go, what the hell was this thing for?
If you don't mind me making a suggestion, y'all should do something from Motown. They have the best songs for dancing and lip syncing.
Yes. Oh, Anthony, that's a fantastic idea. We could be the Supremes. It's perfect. I'll get Mrs. Caldwell to make the costumes. You know, my cousin Mavis, she lives here in Atlanta now. She used to teach dance. She could choreograph it for us. You know, you remember Mavis?
Oh, yeah, she's great. She's great. Oh, Julia, will you do it?
I don't know, Mary Jo. I just as soon bow out. Anyway, weren't there only 3 Supremes?
Well, that doesn't matter. We can take license with that.
Oh, sure. That's believable. 4 white women. One of them's pregnant, but we're the Supremes.
Oh, Suzanne, come on. It's just for fun.
Well, now, excuse me, but if we're going to be black people, I would rather be those ones that sang that Midnight Train to Georgia song, you know, Gladys Knight and the Pimps.
Gladys Knight and the Pimps. Suzanne, that's what you think their name is?
I don't know, Charlene. I don't listen to the radio that much.
Suzanne, it's the Pips, not the Pimps, okay?
All right, Julia, I'm going to the phone to call Mavis. Are you in or are you out?
All right, I'll do it. On one condition, that this dance routine be done with taste and dignity.
Tramp. Call me Tramp.
Okay, darlings, I want you to lift those little tushies. Come on, get the lid out. Get your thighs up. Thighs up. Oh, that's good. And remember, wrist high. Keep those wrists high and keep going, because I'll give you 10 minutes right then. It ain't over until it's over and stop. Ha! You guys are doing really good for just a week's work.
Mavis, I hate to complain, but you're killing us.
Charlene, you sure this is not too much for you?
No. I asked my obstetrician. She said be good for me. Unfortunately, Mavis and I go to the same doctor. Mavis, how'd you hurt your wrist?
Oh, Dan and I were playing tennis and I fell down. Can you believe it?
Oh, I can't wait till y'all meet her husband.
Every single girl in Poplar Bluff High School wanted to marry Dan Madling, but he was in love with Mavis.
Mama, I fixed y'all some cookies.
Oh, sweetheart.
Did you say hello to Charlene? And the two Miss Sugarbakers and Mrs. Shively.
Hi.
Julie, you cupcake. Come here. Give me a big hug. You are getting so big.
So are you.
Oh, boy, she's definitely your daughter.
Well, I try to be a bad influence whenever possible. Honey, I want you to do a favor for me, okay? Go up and tell your sisters to get ready for bed. Now, go on, get. I love you.
Mwah. I love you, too.
Okay.
Mavis, I can't get over how much she reminds me of you.
I know. But we were just like she was at that age. Really, I mean, don't you remember? The rowdy girls.
Yeah. We used to run around like maniacs at recess. Miss Barnes hated us because we weren't ladylike. And one day she asked Mavis why we were so rowdy.
And Mavis said,
I don't know, Miss Barnes. We just run and run till we fall down and bleed. But we don't care because we're the rowdy girls. We'll never be the stand-around girls. You know, the girls who stand around and say, no, thank you.
I might get my dress dirty.
I'm glad you all came over tonight. I've been so homesick, and it's just too sad to go back to Poplar Bluff now that Mom and Daddy died.
Hey, what's going on in here? You girls sitting around talking about us men?
Oh, boy, you flatter yourself. Get over here, Dan Madling.
You get better looking every time I see you. The fact that that baby's cuter than ours, we're going to get mad. We may even demand a trade, huh?
Okay, I want you to meet my dearest friends. This is Mary Jo Shively and Julia and Suzanne Sugarbaker.
Hi. How do you do? You know, Charmaine, this hurts us deeply. I mean, we thought we were your dearest friends.
Well, I don't count relatives as friends.
Oh, that's very wise.
I say we better get out of here.
I didn't realize how late it was getting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I gotta go home, too. Put my little ones to bed.
Well, remember, tomorrow night, same time, same place.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Was he cute? How come you never brought him by before?
Suzanne, they haven't even lived here a year yet.
Yeah, anyway, what do you care? It sounds like you're coveting him.
Coveting? What kind of talk is that? Is that like Shakespeare or something?
Never mind. Let's go.
Oh, wait. I forgot my gym bag. Oh, no. Go ahead. I'll be with you in a minute.
All right. We'll just be warming up the car.
I told you it's just for this one week.
I don't give a damn if it's for 1 minute. I come first. When I come home, I expect dinner to be on the table. Do you understand?
It's right here in the oven. What difference does it make?
The difference is you cook it at 6 o'clock. It's garbage now. I don't want it. You want to see how much I want it?
Oh,
how much I want it. You want to see some more? You want to see some more?
Please don't do this again. You're hurting me, please. I said I'd fix you something else.
I don't want anything else. Now you get down there and clean it up. And when you're finished, there's only one person around here who's going to eat that slop, and that's you, Mavis. Do you hear me? Do ya? Do ya?
Charlene, I know you're so upset about Mavis, and why don't you just go on home?
Yeah, I feel so helpless, like I should have tried to do something. It all makes sense now. You know, the twisted wrist was from playing tennis, and a couple of months ago she had a broken finger that she slammed in the car door, and when they first moved here she had a busted eardrum, which of course she got scuba diving. You know, I notice he's always in perfect health.
Mavis is such a bright, intelligent woman. I mean, I don't get it. Why would she put up with this?
Happens all the time.
I know. I tape Oprah, too. What is it? Something like every 15 seconds a woman gets beaten up in her own home? I mean, think about it. That's like 4 women every minute. I mean, you know, just since we started having this conversation a few minutes ago, like a dozen women have been beaten up and or sexually abused by, quote, a loved one.
You know, what gets me even worse is half the time the children are abused, too. I swear on my own life, if somebody was beating me up or my children, I'd leave. I'd get out. I don't care if we had to dig ditches and eat out of trash cans.
Well, gee, you're a lot stronger than most people. You know, it's not that simple.
I know it's not simple, Mary Jo, but for me, the bottom line would be, if you're going to have to live with somebody like that, what's the point of being alive?
You could have heard how he was talking to her. You know, in some ways, Mavis is more like a sister to me than my own sisters, you know, because we're the same age. She was the one I told all my secrets to. You know, if something bad happened to me, you know, she'd cry harder than I did. Because what hurts the most is last night, you know, he wasn't just hitting her, he was humiliating her.
Mavis, what are you doing here?
Well, I wanted to return you Motown tapes. I'm so sorry, but I can't have you all over for rehearsal tonight. Julie and Katie both have the flu. Anyway, you've outgrown me.
Charlene, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Hi. We just heard about a friend who's in a lot of trouble.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do?
Maybe. You can start by taking off your glasses.
What?
I know what's going on, Mavis. I heard him last night. Please don't be embarrassed. I love you. Oh, Mavis.
Charlene, maybe Mary Jo and I should just go.
No, no, that's okay. I want you to stay. I mean, you're all my friends now, too. In fact, you're the first real friends I've had in a long time. I'd forgotten what it felt like. I mean, the girls and I don't usually have people over because we never really know what the situation's going to be.
Mavis, how long has he been like this?
Always.
Even in high school?
Oh, yeah, he used to hit me back then. But it was just bruises. It's gotten much worse. But he's always sorry afterwards. I mean, he buys me gifts. And he cries and he begs my forgiveness.
And you take him back.
I love him.
Mavis, aren't you worried about the baby?
Oh, he never hits me there.
Oh, Mavis. Well, what about the girls?
No, it's just me.
But they must know. They have to. Mavis, you of all people, I don't understand how you could put up with this.
I am not like those women that I see on those talk shows who say they thought they used to deserve it. I never thought I deserved it. I just haven't known how to stop it.
Mavis, I have to tell you, I've never heard of one of these situations that got better by itself. They only get worse. And it seems to me that often the women have confused love with security and familiarity.
Oh, I know that. I'm 35 years old. I have a beautiful home, a successful husband, and a billfold full of credit cards, none of which have my name on them. So I give all that up, knowing that I don't even have $100 to call my own. And I take myself, I take my 2 years of college and my 3 kids and little Mavis the 4th year, and I step out into what?
Into life. Freedom. Mavis, I know you. You could do anything. I'm going to start a dance school. It's always been your dream.
Charlene, I can't believe you even remember that. I don't have that kind of confidence anymore. There's something sad about an old dream, isn't there?
Well, let's change of plans. Some judge fell out of this beauty contest in Natchez, so now I got to fly out there. But it'll be finished tomorrow afternoon. I'm taking my dress with me, and so I can just meet y'all, you know, at the talent show tomorrow night. Anyway, I know my Supreme song, and Anthony and I have been practicing all morning.
Excuse me, exactly what song are you and Anthony doing?
Julia, you don't know black music. You wouldn't know it. Oh, that reminds me. I went down to the beauty supply, and I asked them to mix up some real dark body and facial makeup for us, you know, so we could be more authentic.
Suzanne, let me get this straight. You think we're going to do that song in blackface?
Well, I don't know what you call it, Julia, but I mean, if we're going to be the Supremes, I think we should certainly try and look like them.
Suzanne, we can't go around in blackface. That's racist.
Why? If Dustin Hoffman was going to play Martin Luther King, you don't think he'd wear black makeup?
Suzanne, Dustin Hoffman would never play Martin Luther King. That part would go to a black actor.
Well, I think that's racist. I mean, I think it should go to whoever the best person is, and that could be Dustin Hoffman.
Suzanne, I don't care what you think. We are not going to wear that. Anthony, please explain this to her.
Well, I've tried, but actually she does have a point. I mean, she is not talking about Al Jolson with a big white circle drawn around his mouth. She's talking about theatrical makeup like Eddie Murphy wore when he played that white guy on Saturday Night Live, or Sir Laurence Olivier wore dark makeup when he played Othello.
Okay, we're just going to settle this right now. I am going to call up the local chapter of the NAACP and ask them.
So, Anthony, you think it's all right to go around in blackface?
Oh, I don't know, Major. It's very complicated. I certainly don't think one should do it while one is tap dancing and eating watermelon.
was just on my way to the talent show. Is it okay?
Well, sure. The kids are upstairs, and Dan's still at work.
Mavis, I've been so upset since the other night, I just can't stop thinking about you.
Yeah, I've been thinking about our whole family. How much I miss Mom and Daddy.
They wouldn't want you to live this way.
You know, it's funny, but I haven't really felt alive in a long time. And I've forgotten what I used to be like. But every once in a while, there's this little voice inside me that says, hey, it's me. It's Mavis. I'm still in here. But basically, I've been dead. And then two things happened. This baby and seeing you again.
Then all you have to do is get Jenny, Julie, and Kate and come with me now. After the show, we'll go to my house. You can all stay with Bill and me until we can find you an apartment.
Oh, I can't afford to leave.
Mavis, you can't afford not to. Now, there are places you can go for help, but first we have to get you out of here.
I get an allowance. I don't have any money to move into an apartment.
Well, you do now. This is from Bill and me, and the other check is from the rest of us for helping us rehearse.
Oh, Charlie, this is too much. I mean, how could they do this? They don't even know me.
It's just the way they are. That's why they're my friends. $50 is from Anthony.
I don't know what to say.
Just say you'll do it. Now, Mavis, I have to go. Now, if you won't come with me right now, I will be at the Arts Center until 11 o'clock. Just get your girls and come. Just take this first step. I will be by your side the whole way.
I'm so ashamed. I don't know how I ever let it get to this point.
It's okay. It's okay. Just remember, we don't have to take this. Because we're the rowdy girls. Remember?
Yeah. I remember.
Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. You got your blood driving me insane.
You, Suzanne, would be late. I should never have let her go to Natchez.
We'll just have to do it without her. There's only supposed to be three Supremes anyway.
Well, in the meantime, how am I supposed to lip sync a duet?
Just be glad she's not doing it in blackface. Charlene, what's wrong? Didn't you call the hotel and tell her not to wear that makeup?
Well, I tried, but she wasn't in. You know, all that stuff with Mavis, I forgot.
I promised the NAACP.
Oh, Julie, I'm so sorry.
And now another blast from the past. The Sugar Baker's design firm comes on strong with Mickey and Sylvia singing Love is Strange.
Oh, what am I going to do?
Wing it. If she does show up, I pray just this once, common sense and good taste will prevail.
Well, Julie, you can forget that prayer. The Fourth Supreme just arrived.
Suzanne, I cannot believe that you were actually in that getup. I've never been so embarrassed in my life.
Why? I think I look perfect. You're the one who looks silly.
You get out there. You're supposed to be on. Just a minute. Our number is next. And don't you dare come near us. To you, what are you talking about? I have to be with you. I'm a Supreme. Listen, I don't give a damn if you're a California raisin. You stay away from us. Get out there. Get out.
I simply say, play, play.
Gentlemen, Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Oh. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.